Hey guys, it's Rachel, and I'm your Fantasy Girl of the Week, and you're listening to Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Thursday, June 15th. It's been, what, 3 weeks?
Too long. Way too long.
3 weeks, and we had to get one done because, well, as you know, Rachel, our fantasy girl, I talked to her last week, asked her if she wanted to do the intro for us.
Right.
And she said, you have to tell me when I'm going to be on there because I want to listen.
Oh, no.
Which means...
there's pressure on.
Be nice.
Yes.
And there's pressure for you. I never told her that you actually try and guess the fantasy girl's measurements.
Oh, great.
So be nice.
Have you met... I forgot what the last fantasy girl...
Tyna?
Yeah. Have you seen her?
No. I have not seen her since...
Have you emailed or corresponded?
No. I'll wait till she's in the studio again. Because then we'll talk to her. And then I'll play her opening for her and see what she thinks.
Okay.
But like I said, it's Thursday. Usually we do this on a Friday or Saturday, but it is Father's Day. And Dan has plans.
Yes, I do.
He's got three girls, a wife, and an ex-wife.
Why'd you have to bring up the ex-wife?
Well, you're going
to
be getting all kinds of gifts.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing it on Thursday night. Only because it's been so long, and I didn't want the news items to get any bigger. And we got a lot of new prop bets for the football season.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, Rachel, our fantasy girl. So let's actually get started with the Would You Rather, the question of the week.
Yes.
We got a couple emails from last one.
Okay.
So last one was... which tight end would you rather have on your team?
And you took... can I guess? Or do you want me to guess who I think won?
Sure.
Or I think Rob Gronkowski won.
Rob Gronkowski did win.
Yeah.
So,
I can tell you I didn't vote for that.
No, you voted Travis.
Yeah.
Well, you got a couple... you got one guy here that's on your side.
That's probably me.
No, there's another guy.
Okay.
First one, Derek from West Monroe, Louisiana. Love the podcast. Regarding the question of the week, give me Gronkowski any time out of these three. He's been the best. He has the best quarterback throwing the ball, which should be the main factor for this question. In fact, it isn't even close. I will take the chance on injuries given the huge potential for big game stats from my fantasy team coming from the tight end position. There you go. Kenneth from Henderson, Nevada. I'm voting for Travis Kelce for one reason. He has had the fewest injuries of the three guys available. He is younger, and I see more upward mobility from him. First thing, Kenneth, that's three.
Well, that's true.
Not one thing. That's three.
I was going to ask him if he's going to meet us in,
you wanna meet? Hey,
in Vegas.
August. We will be there August 16th.
That's right.
Leaving on the 19th.
Correct.
Oh, wait, no. Leaving on the 20th. The 19th is draft.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, you saw the email from one of the guys that's going
to
be there.
Yes, and I'm so excited to do that.
He wants to go to Valley of Fire and go hiking in these places. He wants to climb on top of some rock crop outs.
I'm there. I sent him an email back. And
He came over to me today and he goes, are you telling me you don't want to go hiking? I said, no. He said, that's why God invented cars. Or motorcycles.
You are no fun.
I don't want to go hiking.
Why? It's going to be awesome.
I hiked the Valley of Fire when I was out there doing my photo shoot.
Oh, I guess I didn't know you.
It's a pain in the ass. And we're going to be there in the middle of August. It's going to be 100 plus degrees.
Dude, I need to lose some weight.
All right. I will walk with you to one place when we go to it's called the Mouse's Bath.
Okay.
I'll walk with you there because that's actually a cool little thing.
And then you'll get wet in the
mouse's bath. You can't fit in that.
Oh, okay.
But anyways. So anyways.
I'm excited Dave came up with that. Is Dave really excited?
Shit. He keeps talking. He wants to go hiking. So which means on the way back home, when we go to Utah, you three are going to be trying to climb those damn mountains every time we stop. For Christ's sake.
Oh, I can't wait.
Finally, Sam from St. Petersburg, Florida. This is probably the easiest choice you have given us for a question of the week. I don't know if that's true.
I don't
know how anyone votes for someone other than Gronk.
I really want... Is there... maybe we should tell these people...
well, we do do...
I want... Put a paycheck on it.
He is revolution.
Okay. I don't think you would. You put a paycheck on Gronk to be the leading?
No. That's, okay. And I have him on my team. I think Sam does too. Okay. Which is why he's kind of has. And maybe
he must
Sam
be trying. Sam's probably trying to trade him or something because he's like so confident.
Sam and I should be friends.
Yeah.
He has revolutionized the position of tight end to the point.
Don't disagree.
Where teams have to rework their entire defense if he is on the field, and that's if,
and that's a.
Yeah.
Big if.
Cause he,
underline that.
Because him being the man on the field means he takes a lot of hits and hard hits.
Yeah. I don't disagree with him.
He's treated like a wide receiver rather than a tight end, making him unbelievably valuable. And that's where I got the idea that he has him on his team.
Did Sam see the video of him catching the bouquet at the wedding and slam it down and he got all fired up or what?
No, I haven't even seen that. But you know what I do want to do?
Okay, what's that?
Remember how we did our bucket list a few...
Yep.
I want to go on
to the Valley of Fire,
a Gronk cruise.
Oh gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Dude, will you drink on the Gronk cruise with us?
Ice cream drinks with umbrellas.
And you don't want to puke up ice cream drinks.
I wouldn't because I wouldn't be drinking that many.
Okay.
Well, a couple banana daiquiris, a couple Mai Tais.
If we hang with the Gronk brothers, we're drinking.
So, all right, so that's that, and then, which brings us to this week's Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Which running back is more likely to leave you disappointed this season with the greatest lack of fantasy production? Number one, Marshawn Lynch. The reason why, the Raiders simply have too many change of pace backs on their roster already. Add to that the fact that Lynch is 31 years old, and only played 124 touches in 2014, and not at all last season. You should probably look at Lynch only as a likely red zone and goal line role this year, correct?
Yep.
Anything above 200 touches this year would be a bonus.
Oh, I think easily 200 touches.
Number two?
Okay.
Eddie Lacy.
Ooh.
Some of the talking heads are calling Lacy the fourth best running back in Seattle.
Ouch.
That's not good.
That's not a good sign.
Frankly, I'm not in that category. I mean, some are even saying that he is likely to not even make the team. And that is just craziness trying to sell magazines, right?
I think he's going to make the team.
I will give in to the idea that he has been a disappointment the last couple of years, but you need to put it into context. It's hard to run the ball with a broken ankle on a team that isn't run-oriented.
Right.
All right. Third. Final choice.
Okay.
Jay Ajayi. He began 2016 in Adam Gase's doghouse and finished the season just under 1,200 yards and only 12 starts. Sounds great, right?
Yep.
The fact is, most of those yards came in just three games, and he struggled to top 50 yards in the other games.
Okay.
He was one of only four backs in NFL history to have rushed for 200-plus yards three times in a season. On the other hand, you take those games out of the mix, and he averaged 63 yards per game in his other nine games of the season. In fact, he failed to gain 80 yards in eight of those nine games. Who are you picking?
Well, do you have a first guess? I mean, like who?
I mean, I'm taking Ajayi.
That's who I am too.
Yeah. I mean.
And especially since everywhere I've been seeing him, he's ranked sixth on the running back list.
I think this was probably one of the tougher ones because my second choice, and it's a close second, is Marshawn Lynch.
See, I'm
you're with Eddie?
Jay Ajayi. I like Eddie too much to vote against him.
Yeah, well, that's not why I'm doing it. I just think that the other guys that he's going with on his team aren't all that.
Right. Jay Ajayi is not worthy of a sixth rank running back in the league.
No, and this is one of those things where he's going to get drafted early.
And disappoint.
Because coming up in a couple weeks, mm-hmm. we're going to probably start doing our mock drafts.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, in any of my leagues this year, I don't even want one of the top four picks. Because I'm not a Le'Veon Bell fan.
Right.
I'm not a David Johnson fan.
You're not Ezekiel Elliott
fan. I'm not an Ezekiel Elliott fan, especially this year. He's going to be disappointing.
Ooh.
Please, stop.
Like, how disappointing?
How disappointing? Not a top 10 running back. Fantasy running back. Dan wants to ring the bell.
Ding, ding. Wow.
Really?
That's... So you're expecting injury or...
No, I just don't think he's going to be that good this year. He's it's like the Colin Kaepernick at running back. He's figured out.
You think he's going to jail for...
No. Well, there's the other investigation yet, too. Get a turnover, all this stuff. But,
When did that happen?
I'm just talking on the field.
No.
I don't think he's...
I'll ding that.
You want to do that one? Ezekiel Elliott is not a top 10 fantasy running back by the end of the season.
Barring injury.
Barring injury, sure.
Okay, deal.
Woohoo! And more money in my pocket. That's what that bell means.
I'd love to, any of the listeners want to jump in on this.
And our next podcast, I got an email from Wayne. Did you see that when I forwarded it?
Yeah.
I think I left it downstairs, so we'll just hold it off till the next one. Our statistician in a semi-truck wrote us an email when we were doing our top 10 fantasy performances for running backs. We did pretty good. If you looked at that list that he sent.
Right.
Because he went and found top 10 fantasy running backs
from 19th.
Performances. Yeah, for some reason,
maybe he didn't hear us say that. OJ Simpson was kind of on my list.
Was he on your list?
Well, it would have been on my list. But if
I actually, when I saw the other guy, I kind of did a little Google. When did fantasy football start? And the other guy would have been in there too.
Who? Okay, I don't remember.
The guy from the '60s.
Oh, boy.
I don't even remember. We'll talk about it next time.
Yep.
With that, do you have anything else you want to get at?
No, I think I'm good.
You got emails you want to send us. I forgot to do this earlier. Like the three guys that gave us their opinions.
That's right.
Feel free to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at...
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Also, everything we talk about on the website, mycffl.com. That means all the bets we're going to discuss are there. You can follow us along during the season. And see how we're doing, because we're going to make money this year, right?
Of course we are.
Without a doubt.
We made money last year, didn't we?
Well, no, we lost a little.
Damn.
But, you know, it was better than what it was looking at the beginning of the year. And then, of course, Rachel, our fantasy girl, will be up there. And anything else?
Is she going to meet us in Vegas by any chance and be our...
Well, she lives in New York.
It's a little flight.
And she has a puppy now.
Doesn't want to leave it.
She can't leave that thing alone.
Was the puppy at the photo shoot?
No. There's a couple models that bring their puppies in because they have them as, what do you call them, service dogs. But Rachel does not have that yet.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep my mouth.
So with that, it's time for the news, everyone. Pitbulls get a bad rap, you know.
Yeah, I know, but Now we're recording, right?
We are recording, okay, so settle down.
Let's be careful.
It's time for the news and notes, everyone. And we got a bunch of stuff that's been going on for the last 3 weeks. So we'll get you up to date on things you might have missed and things that we have opinions on that can help fantasy-wise.
I've been so busy the past few weeks.
You don't even know so this is all going to be news.
I just found out today I got a professional golfer living in my neighborhood this weekend.
Oh, who's there?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but I'll say it anyway. Jamie Lovemark. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him either. That's right, because the U.S. Open's going on close to where you live.
And did you hear the...
The blimp?
Blimp went down?
Did you see it?
No. Was it crazy?
I haven't seen anything, but it just... apparently, the pilot parachuted out of the... It started on fire, and the pilot jumped out with a parachute, apparently.
Oh, that would be awesome to see. I got to see that now.
So, anyways, back to the news and notes that matter.
Fantasy football.
And the first story, Martavis Bryant is working with the first team offense in Pittsburgh. According to a team source, he looked great on the field while showing a more mature demeanor.
You
excited about him?
Look at you smile.
He's mine.
You've been banking on this.
He's mine in Dynasty League. He's mine.
Huge trade.
The Andre Ellington to receiver experiment in Arizona that we were discussing a few episodes ago looks to be over.
Oh.
Reports are that Ellington will move back to being solely a running back for the Cardinals. And the move was made mainly because the Cardinals had failed in signing a backup running back behind David Johnson.
I thought they had some Williams guy, like
a rookie?
Yeah,
I didn't look into that, but
I didn't know.
I just thought it was kind of cool.
You brought it up, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
The Detroit Lions have brought in Matt Asiata on a 1-year deal. The Lions' backfield now stands at Matt Asiata, Zach Zenner, Theo Riddick, and Amir Abdullah.
I thought they had somebody else yet, but no. Just
Asiata could end up being a catch-all that is, since it was just disclosed that Abdullah tore his Liz Frank ligament in week two of last season. That's what his injury was. I mean, everybody knew he was injured, right?
Right.
But no one knew that it was the dreaded Liz Frank injury.
What is the dreaded Liz Frank?
Oh, that's that one where isn't the Liz Frank. This is where we need our doctor.
She's getting a haircut right now.
She's getting a haircut, yeah. I think it's in the arch.
Huh.
I think. I could be wrong. I'm not a doctor.
And you don't play one on TV.
But, how quickly do they fall? I'm seeing Abdullah as low as a sixth-round pick in 12-team leagues. Sixth round for Abdullah.
Wow.
That isn't something you like to see for a team reported number one running back, right?
No. Who would be your number one running back in Detroit? If you had to say...
Well, I think it's him, in a draft, I don't want my number one running back to be ranked as a sixth rounder.
I think I'm going to go with leading rusher will be Theo Riddick again.
You think so? Because Abdullah's going to be hurt?
He's not going to. He hasn't played a full season yet.
I also continue to see stories with the talking heads calling Abdullah the best two-way back on the roster in Detroit. Now, I would love to know what they're watching. The only two ways I see Abdullah playing is either running the ball or sitting on the sidelines injured.
Exactly.
And that's not very impressive to me.
No.
Question of the week. How long will it take before Aaron Rodgers gets fed up with the childish antics of Martellus Bennett? Reports are that Bennett is making videos for Rodgers and sending him constant text messages with all kinds of emoticons.
You think
it's going to wear out?
I don't know. I heard Aaron's living in Green Bay now. He's not in California.
Yeah, but he was just in California for the playoffs, wasn't he? For basketball?
Yeah.
But he's just visiting?
Visiting.
He's living here? Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a girlfriend there anymore.
And I saw something on the internet, but I didn't click on it. Clickbait bait or whatever they call that.
Oh.
Where him and his brother are fighting still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's him and his brother? The family is kind of back together?
Like I said, I didn't read the article. Oh. I just saw the headline, Aaron and his brother.
Now, I'm sure much of the thing with Bennett and Rodgers stems from the fact that Bennett's actually finally happier than hell, that he's got a quarterback that can throw him the ball.
What did he didn't he have that last year?
Well, he did, but,
The guy won a Super Bowl, man.
He won a Super Bowl, yeah.
And he's not going to win one this year.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a top five tight end in the NFL this year, right?
Sure.
You don't sound...
No, I just... I'm not a big Martellus Bennett fan. And Aaron Rodgers.
With the addition of Lance Dunbar to the Rams' backfield, you can expect that Todd Gurley will be seeing fewer targets as a receiver this coming season. That coming from ESPN's Aldon Gonzalez.
They didn't throw to him that much anyway, right?
Well, they didn't have any other receivers.
Oh, true.
New head coach McVay wants to use Dunbar in a similar way that he used Chris Thompson in Washington. Now, I already know my answer for this, but
okay.
Does this information knock Gurley down on your draft list at all? In a redraft league?
No.
I mean, when you really think about it.
I think, well, if Gurley's not going to play well, what makes you think Lance Dunbar?
Well, he's just as a pass catcher out of the backfield.
No, I love Gurley this year, I think.
Do you? Okay, well, you can have him.
Okay.
Another guy I don't want. Green Bay running back slash wide receiver Ty Montgomery is bulking up for the 2017 season. He's weighing in right around 220 pounds, which, according to the team, is by design to help him deal with the rigors of the full-time starting running back. Myself, not sure what to think about Montgomery.
I don't know if I like that. By any chance, in your little newsletter there, does it say what he was at last year? I don't want him to put on too much weight. I mean...
Yeah, you don't want him turning into Eddie Lacy.
Exactly. Well, I'm just saying, you don't... I mean, I don't think he's built to be an every down back. I think he's built to be a scat back.
And I have absolutely zero faith in the team saying what he's going to be during the season. I mean... He's keeping his number 88.
Yep.
Which means, is he still going to be listed on the wide receiver as a wide receiver?
Oh, that's going to screw up all the fantasy football stuff again, isn't it?
Well, because if he's listed as a running back, he can't be number 88, right?
Why? Rod Bernstein wore 82.
Yeah, but 1930? When was that?
Rod Bernstein, San Diego.
You mean Rex Burkhead?
No, Rod Bernstein.
Was he a running back?
San Diego running back.
Was he 80s?
82, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, look it up.
I can't imagine. Get your phone out.
I left it,
left it downstairs.
Don't tell anybody because I don't want anybody to rip it up. No, 80, I would say back in between 90 and 2000, wasn't Rod Bernstein?
Rod Bernstein sounds like a lawyer. That's what I said, Rod.
Oh, I thought you said Rob.
Rod Bernstein sounds like a lawyer for some.
Okay. No, he's not. He's truly a number 82 running back.
All right. Well-traveled running back Christine Michael has signed with the Colts for the 2017 season. The Colts then waived Brandon Radcliffe to make room for Michael. What do you think of this move?
Didn't we just have something
about all the guys in Indy?
Yeah,
you ready for this?
I can't see. I think it's just they need a running back because Frank's not going to do anything during the preseason.
Okay. So, yeah, during that. Okay. Yeah. So you don't even think Michael's going to make 53-man roster?
I would probably say no.
Their running back field is right now Robert Turbin.
Yep.
Josh Ferguson.
Yep.
Rookie Marlon Mack.
Yep.
Christine Michael.
Nope.
Frank Gore.
Yep.
All right. So those four and no Michael.
No Michael.
Everyone out there thinking they have a diamond in the rough with Matt Jones on their roster, better look that shiny little stone a little closer. Reports are that Matt Jones has been told by the Redskins head coach that he will go into the season as the number 5 back on the team. And wow. his agent is asking that the team release him.
Wow.
Now that's a kick in the nuts, right?
That's...
If you can't make it above number 5 on the Redskins running back depth chart...
I think I could.
I'd reconsider my career. I mean, we're talking Rob Kelly, Chris Thompson,
yep.
Rookie Samaje Perine.
Love him.
And Keith Marshall. And then Matt Jones. So Matt Jones is behind a Keith Marshall.
Yeah, that's... Because I know the P dude I heard he's supposed to be
Samaje Perine, the Oklahoma guy.
Yeah.
So the four of those guys that I just listed, not Matt Kelly, Matt Jones, the four of those guys combined for a total of 1,060 rush yards last season. Matt Jones had 460 rush yards in only seven games. That's more than Chris Thompson last whole season at 356.
So you're thinking he's got to be ranked.
Well, he's not number five.
I agree, he's not number five, but I
unless they just don't want him on a team.
What was his downfall? I mean, was it just injury or?
I don't know. I thought he did all right.
I thought he was a fumbler.
Because he did get hurt.
Wasn't he a fumbler too?
Yeah, but so was Amon Green.
No.
He got a Super Bowl ring.
There you go.
In the as the Ezekiel Elliott world turns story.
Oh, gosh.
Looks like the whole investigation may be over soon. Elliott turned over phone records and other documents to investigators. Everyone is thinking that the case could come to a close by the start of the season. In a related story, nothing will more than likely happen to Elliott as far as the NFL is concerned, making the NFL continue to wonder why the players will not follow the laws of the land and the rules and regulations spelled out in the CBA. No comment. In a surprising move, the Chiefs have released Jeremy Maclin.
Shocking for me.
Just 2 years into a lucrative 3-year contract from the team. The question is now? Well, actually, the question's been answered.
Right.
Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo, Baltimore. We're all looking at him. And he signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Did you hear who else Baltimore is looking at?
Who?
Wide receiver.
Eric Decker?
Yeah.
Actually, I heard he's visiting Tennessee. Baltimore is not interested.
No, I just saw the article where they were interested.
Today?
No.
Because a couple days ago it came that they're not interested.
Okay.
And Denver's not interested in getting him back. Minnesota's not interested.
Right.
But Tennessee is.
I'm telling you, if he went to Baltimore, Joe Flacco might be going up my board on.
We'll be getting to that.
Okay.
Maclin signed a 2-year deal with the Ravens, reportedly worth around $11 million. With the release of Jeremy Maclin by the Chiefs, it also looks like this means big changes in the role of Tyreek Hill.
Ooh.
He is likely to move up to the wide receiver one spot for the Chiefs, which means no more kick returns for Hill in an attempt to keep him fresh during the game and minimize any potential injuries. He will, however, continue to his duties of punt return.
Hmm. Tyreek Hill, does he do anything for you?
Other than help my prison record? No.
No. No, I've been seeing on that app that you and I...
Score?
The Score, yeah.
Yeah.
With people that think there's going to be, or predicting busts.
Yeah.
He's on almost every list.
Well,
I don't see him.
But I was kind of reading, I saw that. I was kind of reading that, and wasn't it more along the lines that they think that he's going to be a bust because he did so much last year?
Right.
And he's not possibly going to match that?
And isn't that considered a bust then? Or?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think when people think bust, they think, I mean, when you're comparing to overachieving the year before.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I consider that a bust or if it's more like that's but he's what not he should be doing.
Do you think he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver?
They still have Alex Smith, right?
Yeah.
That's close.
Okay.
I don't know.
I like when I can make you speechless.
In other receiver news, with the exit of Pierre Garçon in Washington, the new Z receiver is slated to be
Josh
Doctson. This should mean 100-plus targets for the second-year receiver out of TCU. Currently, you can find Doctson hovering right around the wide receiver 56 spot for most of your 12-team leagues. And in a does this really surprise anyone type of move, the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks.
That's a good
They've
one.
They've signed a backup quarterback to provide insurance for Russell Wilson. No, wasn't Colin Kaepernick. It was Austin Davis.
I agree with that.
So why is Kaepernick still unsigned, as everybody's thinking? Let me help you all out. Kaepernick isn't on an NFL roster because he's a cancer to whatever team he is with.
And he's not that good.
His immature political rants and protests make him a spectacle for the wrong reasons.
And he's not that good.
When you sign a guy who's been a backup most of his career over a guy who was a first-string quarterback that played in a Super Bowl, there are more than just one problems with you, correct?
Right. I totally agree.
Okay.
And he's not that good. do you agree?
No, I agree.
He played well under Harbaugh's system and sucked. He didn't do anything.
No, other than the Super Bowl, that first, was it first year?
Well, the first two years, well, the second year he... The
second year they went to the Super Bowl against Baltimore, or was it the first year? I don't remember.
I just remember he had two good years. Otherwise, that's about
and
really
you brought it. Up Harbaugh, which brings up the most amazing part of this whole Kaepernick story.
Uh-oh.
I want to know what Colin Kaepernick has on Jim Harbaugh.
That he's still backing him?
Harbaugh opened his trap again this week saying Kaepernick is a starter and will win titles. Really?
No. No.
Derrick Henry is looking great in OTAs last week, according to the Titans coaching staff, so much so that they are saying that they will find a way to utilize both Henry and Murray this season. Biggest handcuff situation in fantasy this season, you think?
Oh,
Murray and Henry? Got to find a way to have them both on your team. My guy, Rob Gronkowski, is feeling great.
Feeling good.
After several weeks on the field and in the gym, he is practicing without restrictions.
All right.
And this is a great time to let everybody in the CFL know he's available.
That's right. I saw your email the other day.
Unbelievably, he's still available. If you are interested in trading him for the best tight end in the NFL, get a hold of me. My email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com. Right now, he is listed as tight end one with a second-round ranking in a 12-team league.
I can get you a deal done.
And I'm only looking for a second-round pick.
Now you're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, you want to make a deal?
Oh, hell no. Oh, I'm willing to say, though, if I bet you that no one will trade him.
Then somebody will.
Somebody will say, well, I'll
take that deal.
I'll give you a 10th round pick.
Another one of my guys, Randall Cobb, is reported to see more touches this season. He was hampered by some injuries last year, which sets him up as the number 38 wide receiver in your typical 12-team leagues. Interested in Randall Cobb? I also have him.
No, I'm not interested, but
podcast@hotmail.com.
I kind of agree with you, though. I think I was a year early last year when I said I think Randall Cobb
is going to be better.
Devontae Freeman were going to be the two leading receivers.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be Jordy? Here's another unbelievable story.
I'm waiting.
Well, I already talked about it.
Okay.
Eric Decker.
All right.
And another unbelievable story. Andrew Luck is still not throwing the football for the Colts as he continues to recover from a shoulder surgery.
I'm a little...
He has not participated in any OTAs, and he is expected to miss the next week's minicamp. Any reason to be worried? Starting to worry?
I'm kind of starting to worry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not taking him with my first-round pick. How about that? Unless somebody takes him.
So that rainbow bet's looking better for me?
Oh, what one? What?
That he won't be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
It's not looking good for me.
For this year, I mean.
Right.
Now, as you know, this is not something else. Next we were page. Talking about the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Joe Flacco.
You were talking about how he's going up on your list, right?
I think he is. Uh-oh. I see
from Jack Brown. Did you see this article on Score?
I just saw your...
Flacco isn't elite. He's one of the NFL's worst starting quarterbacks.
Ooh.
Oh, man. So
he only won a Super Bowl, though.
Well, he only won a Super Bowl, but...
And literally, he won the Super Bowl because, he threw them to the Super Bowl. He played very well.
He writes as reasons against Flacco being elite.
Okay.
Quote, it's pretty remarkable that a quarterback who's played for 9 seasons in the NFL's most pass-happy era has managed not to consistently put up any above-average stats in any single category. He's thrown for more than 4,000 yards once. never exceeded the 30 touchdown mark, and had a yards per attempt average less than 7 in 5 of his 9 seasons. Hmm? You want him?
Has Russell Wilson...
Well, actually, that was one thing.
Uh-oh. Let me get this back. Okay.
Because it says on here, he goes, I hear your response already. Flacco has played in a run-first offense that complemented a great defense. He's never going to have Rodgers-like numbers.
No, I agree he won't have Rodgers-like numbers, but he's going to be a 3,800 to 4,200-yard passer.
He said, Russell Wilson's raw passing stats aren't the most impressive, and seen...
Yeah, because I don't think Russell Wilson's ever... Has he ever thrown for 4,000 yards?
No, because he's been hurt. Right?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think I would ever say Flacco's an elite quarterback, but he'll get the job done for you.
Well, he'll get the job done for you, but, you know, getting the job done isn't... what we're looking for. I'm looking for championships. And getting the job done isn't going to get you a championship. You need a little more.
So you wouldn't want a 4,000-yard...
Hasn't been one.
He's done it once.
In 9 seasons. I could do that.
Okay. But he's going to have a better receiver.
Trent Dilfer did that, I think, 1 year with the Ravens.
He's got a better receiving corps.
Okay.
He's going to be a 4,000-yard receiver or quarterback this year, and I would.
Oh, hang on! I got to start writing these down. Do you want to make that bet? He's going to be a 4,000-yard quarterback this year.
Sure.
All right, another ding. I'm just raking in the cash this year. What am I going to do with it all?
I don't know.
Buy a new motorcycle.
What the hell?
Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams is taking a leave of absence from football in order to... Do you know this?
I think I heard this. Is he like...
He's going to join?
No, I don't have it. I would say he's like running a...
Nope.
Marathon or...
Nope.
Climbing Mount Kilimanjaro or something. No,
he's joining Impact Wrestling. He's 34 years old, and no team seemed to be interested in bringing him on board, so he takes the next logical step and enters professional wrestling.
Like WWE?
Yeah, well, an offshoot of WWE. This is Total Impact Wrestling or something like that. It's another brand.
Okay.
He's going to be...
I lost respect for the guy.
He's going to be Mr. Pink Dreads or something.
Yeah, that's a...
And finally, Eddie Lacy has another $55,000 to spend on his P90X classes. He has reportedly achieved his second weight bonus.
Ooh.
As he weighed in this week under 250 pounds.
Wow.
The team still wants his goal weight to be 245, meaning he has one more $55,000 bonus to acquire before the season starts. So that's... $165,000.
Does he make
just
it?
Just to lose weight. Of course he makes it.
Yeah.
I mean, 55 grand, how much would you bust your ass to lose? I mean, what does he got to lose? 10 more pounds?
Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know how many months he's got. Well, till August, right?
I suppose until August, yeah.
So he's got June, July, August.
He'll do it easily. I mean... He's
just
an athlete.
After that?
Yeah. It's just whether he keeps it off. The gummy bears are going to look really good.
That's the news and notes, everyone. It's time to get into some gambling. You ready for this?
I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
All right, here we are. In the casino, getting ready for August.
Oh.
And speaking of wagers, you know that whenever we go to Vegas for our fantasy football draft,
yep.
I always get 14 wagers on teams to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Got a couple teams already putting in their requests for what teams to put out or to make bets on. And there's going to be a bonus this year.
Uh-oh.
Two of the envelopes are going to have an extra bet. One will be Floyd Money Mayweather, and one envelope will have Conor McGregor. So two people are going to get another chance to earn some extra money. Because August 26th...
Are you excited about this?
I you know what? I can't stand either one of the guys, but I am actually going to be rooting for Floyd Mayweather.
Cause just
I can't stand Conor McGregor. He is a mouthy DB.
So now you're not going to use the word? Or
well, no, because okay. You only save that for one person.
That's right. Yeah.
But I am so on the Money Mayweather side.
I hope Floyd just rocks his world. Just, but I don't.
But it's not going to shut him up, though. That's the only problem. The thing is, he's going to get his ass kicked, and he's still going to run his mouth like he's undefeated.
I hope you're right.
Anyways, we have our wagers page on the website, mycffl.com. You can check that out as the season goes along and see how we're doing and making you some money. And remember, don't bet any more than you can afford to lose.
Because we don't.
And it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing. And we have another list of, what are these, like 20?
Yes.
20 prop bets that I found available out there for you to put some money down on. The first one is, will a team go 0-16? I said no.
I said no, too. Even though there's no money.
Yeah, it's minus $2,500. And all these bets, again, $5. We're betting with fake money just to show you that you follow us, you're going to win some cash.
Well, you're going to win $2 on this one. I guarantee you that.
The next one, will a team have a true perfect season? True perfect season is undefeated regular season, undefeated in the playoffs. So 19-0.
I said no.
I said no also. Next one, Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch will both lead their teams in rushing touchdowns.
I said yes.
I did too. All right. Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch both lead their team in rush yards.
I said yes again.
I said no. Ooh. I don't think Marshawn Lynch is going to. Adrian Peterson probably will. I don't think Marshawn Lynch will.
I'm not saying it's going to be a nice amount. But
well, I mean, if that's a nice amount for you.
But I'm just, no, I'm just saying, no, I'm
plus
saying.
Plus 2,200.
No, I'm saying Marshawn Lynch. I'm saying like 800 yards rushing.
Really? I think. And you think that's going to lead the team?
I think so.
Then they're not going to be as good as they think they're going to be.
Oh,
if they can't have a 1,000-yard rusher.
Who's going to be their 1,000-yard rusher?
Well, I'm just saying, if oh, you think that there's going to be like two 800-yard rushers? Yeah. Or three?
Well, an 800, a seven,
and a six?
Yeah.
Oh. I never thought of it that way. All right, I've still got a hope for Marshawn to get hurt. Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch will be traded during the regular season. That's no.
That's a definite no. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is only going to play for Oakland, first off, so right. You can just forget about
for him. So Adrian Peterson, he wants to.
Yeah.
First 20-yard rush in 2017 season will be Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch. Apparently, this wagering site likes Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch.
No, I think, aren't they saying between the two of them?
Which one's going to have the first one?
Right.
Yep.
I went Marshawn Lynch.
I did Adrian Peterson.
Well, you're not a big Lynch fan.
No, I am a big Lynch fan. I just think he's, Adrian Peterson's in better shape. Adrian Peterson played last year for a game. And I think, actually, Lynch probably has a better group of teams to go up against, doesn't he?
Yeah.
To get that. I'm sticking with Peterson.
Okay.
First touchdown scored in 2017 NFL season, Peterson or Lynch?
I went Lynch.
I went Peterson. Damn it. Longest rush.
We got that one covered now.
Longest rush in the 2017 NFL season, Peterson or Lynch?
I went Peterson.
I did too.
Because he's got
the speed.
The speed to do it.
Lynch is going to be tired.
He's going to be Eddie Lacy and get caught from behind.
Highest loss total, over under 13.5.
I went over 13. I did the over.
I did under. I don't think the Jets are going to be tanking the way everybody thinks they will.
Well, I don't think they're going to be tanking. I just don't think they're going to be.
They're not going to be able to win.
I mean,
we're not trying to lose, but we just can't help ourselves.
And I still think, I mean, San Francisco, that's my other team that I'm thinking is going to cover that.
I got to change one of my bets.
Uh-oh.
Highest win total, over, under 13.5. I can't have under loss 13.5 and under win 13.5.
Why?
Oh, wait, I guess I could. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I'm sticking with under.
For?
The highest win total.
Yeah, it's over.
Under 13.5.
Yeah.
Lowest win total for a division winner, over, under 8.5.
Actually, I went under.
I went over. You think somebody's going to have...
You think everybody's going to be 9-7?
For a division winner?
Or better?
For a division winner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think last year was, what, the first time a division winner was...
No, what's happened?
Oh, they've been under 500.
There's been...
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's... No.
Actually, one of the divisions I'm...
Is the Jets division?
No, actually, I'm actually
the Houston Texans?
No. Well, that one, too, actually, you bring it up. Baltimore. And
you think that division with Pittsburgh, Baltimore, is it Cincinnati and Cleveland?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Don't tell me what direction they are, because that's where I get screwed up.
I could just see all three of those teams, they're going to be close.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's why I went under.
A perfect regular season, yes or no?
No.
No.
That's an easy one. All
right. Next one. Tom Brady... did you bet on any of those?
No.
You just went to Super Bowl 52 to not go into overtime.
No, I actually did the Atlanta to miss the playoffs this year.
You have Atlanta to miss the playoffs. I did not do that one. All right.
And then I went Tom Brady to be the Super Bowl MVP.
You have that one?
And I went...
Not overtime.
No overtime.
In Super Bowl. That's the one I have.
You did Tom Brady, I thought.
To win the Super Bowl MVP?
Plus 2,500?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you $5,000.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't, you know. I'm here to make money, not hope that, you know.
Does New England...
$25 per dollar you spend.
Does New England make the Super Bowl?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. All right.
No Super Bowl for the Patriots. Sorry, New England fans. Which team... This is going to be really easy money.
Yeah.
Which team will Tony Romo be with at kickoff of week one of the 2017 NFL season? I can't believe this bet's still out there.
Retired.
Retired, plus 2,500. The other options were Broncos, Bears, Texans, Jets, Bills, Chiefs, Cowboys, Cardinals, Dolphins, or any other team.
Do you think there's a chance he'll play at all?
No, I don't think. Like, they keep saying that if Prescott gets hurt, that...
But he's going to get hurt.
Romo's going to come back, and I'm like... CBS is not going to pay him all that money and get rid of Phil Sims.
Right.
If you want to go back and play, go ahead.
And Dak's not going to get hurt the only way I could see is if Dak is out for the season. But if he's only out for a couple games, Romo's not going to come back, play two games, and then lose his job again.
Yeah, I don't think even if Dak's out for the season, he's going to come back. It would have to be... Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. This is where we could lose money. Because if Dak gets hurt in training camp and he's done, kind of like Bridgewater did. Not that it's going to be that bad of an injury. Let's say he tears his ACL in training camp.
Right.
Then I could see Romo coming back. But it would have to be something like that.
I would say...
But even still.
First four games.
Even if Romo comes back during the season, you still win this because it's week one.
Right.
Will Johnny Manziel be on an active roster of any team in week one? I said no also. Will any 2017 NFL regular season game end in a tie?
I said yes.
I said no.
It happened how many times last year?
That was last year. We're talking
and the year before that.
You don't get paid for that.
Okay.
Number of tie games during the NFL regular season. Over, under 1.5.
I went over.
I went under.
Of course. Pretty easy if you...
Well, it could still be one, and I would win. Number of teams with more than 13.5 losses in the season. Over, under 1.5.
I went over, and you should say under.
I did say under. Okay. Number of teams with more than 13 and a half wins. Didn't we do this one already?
No.
Oh, this is number of teams, not just number, will there be. Yeah. Okay. Number of teams with over 13 and a half wins. Over under 1.5.
I went under.
I went under also. Will any team win a divisional title with a 500 or less winning percentage?
Yes.
I put in. How many teams will finish the 2017 regular season with an 8-8 record? Over, under, 2.5.
I went under 2.5.
I did.
Obviously.
I did too. The 2017 NFL regular season MVP will be a player a previous winner or a new winner?
I went with the previous.
I did too. Plus 425.
I'm assuming you're thinking douchebag.
Aaron Rodgers will be your MVP. The 2018 NFL Super Bowl MVP will be a quarterback, not a quarterback.
Quarterback.
I put not a quarterback. I just wanted to plus 150. Will a head coach be fired during the NFL regular season?
I said no because I wanted plus 300.
I said no also. Number of head coaches fired during the NFL regular season, over, under 1.5.
Obviously, I got to go under.
I went under also. And that's it. Those are the newest prop bets out there for us. I will have those on the website tonight when I update it. And you can take a look at those and all kinds of cash. And that's it for the bets, which means
we're going to get to see.
We're going
to
go into the bar. You ready?
I think so.
Remember I told you.
I'm going to be nice.
You have to be nice because she's going to listen to this. I don't want any negative comments. I don't want...
Well, there won't be any negative comments.
I don't want there to be any ripping on her because she's one of the nicest people in the world.
She looks very nice.
Rachel Hilbert, your fantasy girl of the week. Rachel Lee Hilbert, born March 14th. 1995 in Rochester, New York. She's an American model.
Okay.
Best known for being the official spokesmodel for Victoria's Secret line Pink, as well as fronting campaigns for Urban Outfitters, Delia's, Macy's, and Kohl's.
Okay.
She has also been featured in international editions of many magazines such as Cosmopolitan, Elle, and Marie Claire. While in high school, and I hope she's going to tell me if I'm wrong on these things. I just had to do a Google search on her for this information. While in high school, she was a skier and a dancer until she was discovered in 2011 at an agency's open calls when she was 15 years old.
Okay.
In 2016, she walked in her first runway show for Victoria's Secret's Paris lingerie fashion show.
Wow.
This blonde-haired, blue-eyed goddess, nicest person in the world.
Remember that.
With a new puppy.
With what kind of puppy?
It looks...
A little thing? Or
it's a little one. It looks like a
Yorkie?
Little... Kind of like a Yorkie, maybe.
Or a teacup?
It's not a teacup. It's a little bigger than a teacup. Okay. It might be a miniature.
Okay.
But it's also a puppy, so it might just be
small. Is it brown and black?
It's brown and white.
I don't know.
It's a little hairy.
A little hairy thing.
Maybe it's not a Yorkie. It's not a Yorkie.
Is it a Shih Tzu? Just because I want to say shit.
No, it's not a Shih Tzu. It looks like... I follow her on Instagram. I'll show you the picture.
I'm going to guess cockapoo.
It's not a cockapoo.
Okay.
No.
You don't even know. You don't like dogs.
A cocker spaniel and a poodle. I just said cock. Cocker spaniel and poodle.
You don't like dogs.
I like dogs.
You don't like my dog.
I like your dog. I just want to teach it to walk down steps. Because it'll walk down steps when it wants to.
But not in the...
Not in the house.
Not in the house.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. How's it going to be a service dog for you?
Yeah.
It'll jump up on the sofa. It'll walk down steps when it goes outside.
Let it go.
I can put a snack on the steps, and that hairball won't walk down the steps.
Or you won't even grab that.
No.
No.
So this blonde-haired, blue-eyed goddess, get back on.
Yeah, let's get.
Who's very nice with her puppy. She weighs 121 pounds.
Okay.
She stands 5 foot 10 inches tall. She wears a size 4 dress. And her measurements are?
Size 4 dress. Can I get?
You want a picture?
The black and gray one? No, down and to the right. Farther. Sorry. The listeners aren't.
Which one?
That one.
This
yep.
one?
Yep. And that's going to be a Wonder Bra, isn't it?
Yes, I have or a Victoria's Miracle, Secret thing.
I'm sorry.
So I would think.
Do I get I get both?
Yeah, you can. Well, I only have bra size.
You only have bra size. Okay.
Measurements are.
Oh.
Sorry, Rachel, we're men on this one.
And I take my job very seriously here.
You are my favorite.
And you'll be mine now, too. That sounded bad. I'll go... 32B.
You're right on the B.
Okay.
34.
Ooh.
Waist.
Unfortunately, can I go different?
You want a different picture? Yes. See, Rachel, she probably knows what part. This is where
that one. Yep.
This is where things get a little difficult. But Dan takes a lot of pride in his guessing measurements.
That's right. 5'10", 121.
5'10", 121, size 4.
Size 4. I'm going 23.
23 is exactly right. Hips.
Can I get the... Rachel, right?
Rachel. Yeah.
Don't take offense to this, Rachel. Can I get that booty shut?
Oh, stop. Now, I said she's very nice.
I know. I don't mean...
This one?
Nope. The other one. That one.
You're disgusting.
I am have to go 34.
34 is exactly right. Not bad. This is probably one of your best ones.
I think I did a pretty good showing on this
34
one.
34B, 23, 34. Rachel Hilbert, your fantasy girl of the week. And I will send you an email, Rachel, and let you know where.
And don't hold it against me.
Because I don't think you're going to want to listen to the whole football thing.
No, probably not. But, you might not want to listen to this part either.
But one of my favorites, nicest girl in the world.
I know you said it a couple hundred times already.
But I just want her to realize
what happens
that.
When the other girls.
Well, they're nicest also sometimes. Okay. Rachel's my favorite.
Ooh,
blonde.
Oh,
from Rochester, New York.
There you go. Good job. I like that.
Well, she's also my favorite Victoria's Secret model that I know.
Okay. I'll give you that one, too.
Next time on the Fantasy Football Podcast, Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast, join us as we start our mock drafts. We're going to start with a 10-team redraft mock draft.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay.
But it's only going to be 14 players, so it won't be that difficult.
And we're going to try not to go 3 weeks, right? We're going to try to get this.
We're going to try and do this in 2 weeks.
That sounds good.
Because the other thing we're going to do, and since when we're in Vegas, we're going to do a podcast that Thursday night.
I saw the email. Do you have any takers so far?
For what?
For taking the four-man booth.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do it. It's going to be Brian,
okay.
Dave, me, and you.
Awesome.
So we're going to do the CFFL mock draft right before the draft.
Is Wayne coming, or haven't you heard?
I haven't heard yet. Justin and his wife are still planning on showing up.
Nice.
Your brother sent a thing saying that he's still working on trying to get out there, looking at flights.
With him and Jeff? Or?
I don't know if it's him and Jeff or with him and his wife.
Okay.
But, we'll have the podcast. We'll be doing it that Thursday night. I mean, don't even write this down. We'll let you know when it gets closer. But
right.
That'll be a mock draft. And so we'll have Brian actually seeing if he can make a pick for him, for his team.
Or maybe I'll even make a trade with him.
We can't have the podcast go that long.
Okay.
Because it takes him a while.
Way too long.
So then, that's like I said, next week, another fantasy girl. And this one's going to be even more impressive. Not more impressive than Rachel, but I actually,
Rachel stopped listening right now.
I interviewed our girl for next time. So there's actually going to be voice of her answering questions.
See, now I feel like I'm getting left out on some of this thing.
Well, you need to come to work with me a couple times.
I think that feels awfully awkward for me to do that.
And also next week, we'll introduce our Beat the Host contest for this coming year and tell you about the exciting prizes we're going to have if you can beat the host. It hasn't happened yet this year.
No.
So send us an email for that. Let us know you want to be involved. cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And until next time, be good.
Bye-bye.